Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Indeed, it is time for the man from the Monday morning quarterback. Albert Breer joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Albert, it is great to have you on here in Cleveland at 5 o'clock. Keith. Dustin is here as well. We're going to get into plenty of NFL. I got to
start Buckeyes or what?
I got to start Buckeyes. High noon Saturday, even though Michigan is a much improved team and better than previous years, you have a good feeling, or what's the thinking going into this one?
I don't know. I'm always nervous. I always feel like every year, like, it's bound to happen. You know what I mean? Because it's been a while, and like the fact that we've won that many years in a row, like, I don't know, Dustin, I don't know if you feel this way, but there's like a little bit of an uneasiness to it that, like, eventually it, like, is going to change, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, like, I think our team's playing at a really high level right now, and I think people are overlooking the improvements of the defense because the receivers and the quarterback have been so good the last couple of weeks. Defense is playing a lot better. I don't think there's any question. We have better athletes, and I think by a decent margin over everybody else in the Big Ten, you know. And, you know, whether they have, like, two or three really, you know, elite players, I'd say we probably have a dozen of them, you know. So, I there's a lot of reasons why Ohio State should win the game. But, I mean, it's the rivalry. And I know, like, it seems stupid to say anything can happen when, I mean, 10 years since they've lost in Ann Arbor. 21 years since they lost in Columbus, and 18 years since they lost to an Ohio State team that had a full-time head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel like at some point it's got to go the other way. So I don't know. How do you feel, Dustin?
I feel good about the game. I think the way that the Buckeyes have played over the last 3 weeks, specifically against Purdue and Michigan State, has made me feel really good. The defense has played a lot better. But I'm worried. I mean, Michigan, they look damn good against Maryland. I watched the Michigan State game. They should have won that game. I watched them against Penn State. They shut them down. So I'm a little concerned about the game, and it's on the road. I mean, you toss out the records. We always say that's so cliche, but I really do believe in this game. It's going to be the toughest game of the year. Put it that way, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, it's hard to say that because, like, you lose to Oregon, but I don't think Ohio State was even remotely the same team in September that they are now. You know, I think there were a lot of things that were sort of a mess back in September. And, it's a credit to Ryan that he did what he needed to do to get all of it fixed, you know? I would probably say, like, right now, if Ohio State played Oregon, they probably would play three or four touchdowns.
Right.
And I'd expect the game on Saturday to be a little closer than that.
Albert, I know you and Keith are really tight, but, I mean, do you kind of feel bad that Keith hasn't been able to trash talk in, like, a decade?
when Keith, like, gets me on the line, we talk college football a lot before I come on, and there's almost, like, a defeatist tone to his to the way he kind of, like, talks about it. You know, you guys are going to win by a million. And,
oh, there's no almost. Like, it is. It's defeated.
Huh?
There's no almost. It's defeated.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that, like, kind of, like, sucks about it, like, and I've got a lot of family that are Michigan people, right? Like, so, like, the one thing is, like, it used to be, like, there was, like, a lot of intensity and everything else. And now it's almost like, I feel like to some degree, like, a lot of them have sort of checked out. You know what I mean? It's like, we can have a good year without beating Ohio State. So they've mentally to be like.
Albert, have they like lowered, are expectations, believe it or not, lowered in Ann Arbor when it comes to this game and just Michigan football in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think to a degree they are. You know, like I don't know. I've got like the sense that like you talk to, and this is just like my experience with the Michigan people that I'm friends with, that are my family. It's like it's almost like self care. You know what I mean? Like they're like, all right, like we can still have a successful season if we don't like. If we don't beat Ohio State, and quite honestly, like I think, like, and Dustin, you were there. You were a freshman on that team. My senior year was where it turned in 2001. I think like the way that like Tress turned that rivalry was taking the opposite approach. Like, no, it is the end of the world if you lose this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the thing about it was like it. Like, because I remember I was there when Coop was the coach, right? Like,
sure.
And that was my first 3 years. And I can remember the criticism of Cooper was always like he was trying to downplay it, and he was trying to make it seem like it wasn't that big a deal, and like maybe the Michigan program was taking it more seriously than Ohio State back then. And now it's almost like, you know, you just hear people up there talk about it, and it's like, are you taking this seriously? Like, are you taking this as seriously as you need to? You know, because like I guarantee you, if Ohio State loses on Saturday, on Monday, like, there are going to be people trying to bench CJ and fire Ryan on Monday. That's just the way it goes. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that's right, but, like, that's just the way it is, you know? So I think sometimes, like, that's the thing about it. And, you know, like, look, Jim Harbaugh's done a lot of great things for that program. Like, there's no question they're better than they were under Rich Rod or, under Rich Rod or Brady Hoke. But, you know, I think in a certain way, it's almost just like Cooper, you know, where in 9 ways out of 10, he's exactly what that program needed, and he's done what that program has needed. And then the issue then is that in the rivalry game, that 10th thing like is magnified, and if you lose enough in the rivalry game, it winds up sort of overshadowing everything else.
Albert, let's get to some NFL talk because you know, obviously the Browns are in the thick of things. They get the win on Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Baker Mayfield, you know, in the crosshairs again with the media, you know, skipping the post-game press conference. Let's start there for a minute. I'm curious your take. You cover the league for a long time. You cover every team. Have you ever seen a player not do the post-game press conference after a win? That was surprising.
No, I mean, like, I think it probably happened a little last year because of the circumstances, you know, where it was a little easier for guys to dodge it. You know, but I'd say specifically a quarterback, you almost never see it. You know, there's a real reason for that. The reason is that, you know, like the quarterback is the one who gets all the credit. So if things aren't going right, then he's got to be the one that stands up there and shoulders the blame. You know, that's just sort of the deal with playing that position. And I think that's how you get guys to respect you, you know, in your locker room. You know, you are the guy who's the front man. You know, you make the most money. You're the one who's going to, you know, benefit on the endorsement side from the position you're in. You're the one who's going to get all the credit if you win. And so, you know, the price you pay for that is when things aren't going well, like you have to be the one who stands up and answers the questions, because if you don't, then someone else is going to have to answer for you. So, I'm not going to sit here and whine from a media perspective that Baker Mayfield didn't stand up there, but, you know, I do think that it probably, I think, reflects like a little bit of either a lack of understanding or a lack of willingness to take on, you know, what that position means in the NFL. And, so again, like, you know, we can all do our jobs without Baker Mayfield speaking every week. I just, you know, don't think that it reflects well as far as like, you know, just how he understands the way the position works. And I like Baker personally. And Dustin, you remember me saying like back in 2017 when he planted the flag at midfield at Ohio State, like I had no problem with that. Like I like a lot of things about Baker, but I mean, to me, like, there's this leadership component where when things aren't going good, I think that, you know, you've got to be the one that stands up and answers for it. You know, I remember a quarterback telling me a lot of years ago, he said, like, you know, for me in this position, it's like when things are going well, it's we. And when things are going poorly, it's me. And, you know, I think that that's sort of the approach a lot of quarterbacks have been successful taking in the past. And, you know, I think that this shows that maybe Baker doesn't understand that quite yet.
I think what surprised me, Albert, was, okay, obviously nobody's okay with him blowing that off, but his thought process was, or what came out was, hey, I didn't want to say something I regretted. And then when he does talk, he throws the fans under the bus. So it was like, wait a minute. I mean, I thought you were going to use that so you wouldn't say something to fan the Flames. And that's exactly what he did when he did talk. And it just didn't mesh.
Yeah, and you know what, like, sucks about that, too, is, like, the fans that he's talking about, right, like, are the people who are really passionate about it. I mean, I guarantee you, I know he's trying to pinpoint them as people who don't understand what's going on out there and everything else. The people who are booing are the ones that care the most, right? And you'd rather have those people in the stands. You'd rather have people be mad than apathetic. The fans who weren't booing are the ones who won't show up when the team's 2-14. You know what I mean? The people who are booing in those stands, those are the people that are going to show up when you're 2-15. Those are the people that are going to be calling your show to bitch about the coach when things aren't going well. Those are the people that are going to be locked into your team, you know, come thick and thin. And, you know, I it's one thing I've definitely, you know, learned covering the league is those are the most passionate people usually are the ones that are vocal when things aren't going well. They're the ones that are going to be right there with you when things are going well. And, you know, I think it's one of the things that makes a place like Cleveland such a great place to play. And it's why, you know, if I'm a player, I'd much rather play in a Chicago or a Cleveland or a Philly, you know, or a New England or a Denver than I would play in an L.A. or a Phoenix or, you know, in Atlanta. Like, no offense to those places, but it's different, you know, in places that I think have, you know, just I think a real passion for their teams. And, you know, the argument I'd make to Baker if I was face-to-face with him right now is, getting booed in those situations may not feel like it, like when it's going on, but that's actually a good thing. That means you're in a place that really cares about how you guys are doing as a team. And that's the sort of place that's going to make it really, really, really great for you if you wind up winning at the highest level.
Albert, how good are the Baltimore Ravens right now? They've played a lot of close games. You know, they had, you know, barely beat the Lions. Who else they had a close game with recently?
They lost to the Dolphins.
Lost to the Dolphins, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, they
yeah, so, like, how good are they?
It was close to the Bears on Sunday.
That's right.
They are, I would say they are tough as nails. They're resourceful. But
they're a hardball coach team, man.
They've lost a lot. I mean, that's the thing is John's done such a good job of getting that team to continue to believe, even though they've lost guy after guy. They've been put in weird circumstances. I mean, you think about it, right? Like, the COVID thing with the illness thing that happened with Lamar last week was weird, right? But on the levels of weird, where does it rank? Well, like, you know, during the summer they had like J.K. Dobbins and Marcus Peters, their starting tailback that they thought was going to rush for 1,500 yards in a Pro Bowl corner, go back essentially on back to back plays with torn ACLs in practice. So like that team has been through a lot. And you know, you sort of keep wondering here, like, when's the dam going to break? Because you look at it again, no Ronnie Stanley, no J.K. Dobbins, no Gus Edwards, no Marcus Peters, and on and on and on, you know, and then you see a Sunday like last week and they lose Lamar Jackson. They find out Tyler Huntley's starting 2 hours before the game and they just go out and find a way to win. And so, you know, the Browns play at the level they're capable of. You know, I think that this, you know, I think that they can beat the Ravens, but if they're even a little bit off, like, this is a Ravens team that's been very consistent, is tough. And, you know, I think they're going to be there in the end because of it. I mean, I don't know if they've got the ceiling with all the guys that are out to win the Super Bowl this year, but, you know, I think that team really reflects what John Harbaugh has built there over the last 14 years. And yeah, I mean, I think they're going to continue to kind of grind out wins. You know, we're going to be looking up at the end of the season, and we'll have 11 or 12 of them and be in the playoffs.
Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A few more minutes here. So we do this a lot, and especially this year because it's been so up and down and chaotic. But Miami upsets Baltimore, and immediately it's, well, there was a blueprint there. And was there something exposed by the Dolphins? And if so, is that something the Browns can take advantage of Sunday night in your mind?
I don't think so. I mean, like, I think the Dolphins are playing a little bit better. The Dolphins, I think a bunch of things went wrong for them, and they tell you that they underachieved over the first half of their schedule. They shouldn't have been 1-7. They were a 10-win team last year. That was a Thursday night game. It was in Miami. And, you know, I think you did see some things and that they sort of found a way to make the Ravens a little bit more one-dimensional and and taking the running game away from them. The question is, can you do that? You know, it's a really difficult thing to do with how different the Ravens are. It really is like playing Army or Navy, you know. And so, you know, you can look at tape and you can be ready for it. It's a different thing stopping it, you know. So the Dolphins did a really good job with the option game and taking that away and sort of forcing Lamar to beat him with his arm. And, you know, he almost did it, but, you know, they were able to kind of play the game on their terms that way. So I would say that's the key. But that's been the key for a couple of years now. And, you know, Lamar's gotten better throwing the ball. And so, you know, I think it's one of those things where it's like it's easy to sit there and say how you're going to do it, but it's a lot harder to pull it off.
He's Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Happy Thanksgiving, Albert. Obviously enjoy the football all weekend, but certainly the Buckeyes and Michigan on Saturday at high noon. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
You too, Albert.
Everybody out there in Ohio, your families and everybody else. A big shout-out to my buddy Tarigno in Strongsville. I told him I'd do that and go Bucks.
Go Buckeyes.
Nice.
Albert Breer, the best.
He is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.